What's going on, guys? I am back. Hello. It's been a while, and I've not spoken on much to do a podcast recently. I've changed the name of the podcast as well to RP10, which, in my opinion, in my eyes, that's like full maximum approach. That's like maxing out. That's like going all in, or the all-in mentality on, well, everything really, getting stronger, getting mentally stronger as well. So this is going to be my solo podcast into 2023. This podcast has been around since 2018. And I thought back then, you know, to have a podcast back then was pretty cool, right? It was just before the podcast industry took a massive boom. And to have a podcast, it was like, oh my God, you have a podcast. And the reason why I started it was because I wanted to give value. And even my thought process back then was to give as much value as I can to you, the listener. And you've came back, you stuck around, obviously for a reason, and it's to get value from me. And that's exactly what I intend to do over the next, next few months, years. I really, really, really want to put effort into this now. And it's been on the back burner simply because I've had too much going on. I've competed in powerlifting, had two competitions in which I've came second in both, which is quite cool, actually. Especially because the first time I competed, after that, I sustained an injury not long after, into my second prep. And because I got injured, I just felt like a massive fraud. I just felt like weak. I didn't feel strong enough. I felt like I failed. And I just, I guess, quit. And funnily enough, I gravitated back toward powerlifting as a sport because I do love it. I enjoy it. I love the community. The last two competitions I've had have been absolutely incredible. The community from powerlifting is just insane. Insane. So this podcast approach is obviously going to be heavily geared towards getting stronger because that's just who I am. That I like to get stronger. I like to give advice to get stronger. Most of my clients have the goal, if not all of them have the goal, to get stronger. So I figured, why not? Why not give the podcast just an all-out approach and just give as much value as I can? So in episodes to come, you can expect some more fresh guests. You can expect probably some guests we've had on before, but just like an updated version, let's say, or different topics. I'm out of practice, really. I'll be honest, I'm way out of practice. And it'll be a good chance for me, before I get guests on, to have a few solo episodes. So this is exactly what I'm doing. The guest is just warming up into when I'm on with guests. So it has been a while. It's been a while since I've went through different topics. And to be honest with you, when the last time I had this podcast up and running properly was the time when I thought at the time it was cool to just be a controversial cunt, really, and to just shit on every opinion. But I figure there's too many people do that at the moment. There's too many people just mimicking shit content is because it is mimicking shit content, and it's having a corrective opinion on everything. And yeah, this is about this industry is full of shit, and I want to be someone who dispels it. I want to be someone who corrects it, but that's not all I want to be about. I want to be a true version of myself. I want to be a true version to my clients, to get stronger and just to be the strongest fucking version of myself. And even you listen to this now, you should be aiming to be the strongest or best version of yourself, and no one else. Okay, I think sometimes when we compare ourselves to other people, which happens a lot, even in the strength like community, the powerful community, we compare ourselves to tons of people. So I guess the message there is about, you know, comparison really is the thief of joy. You forget about where you've come from, you forget about how far you've come. And if you do that, you instantly just forget about what you've achieved, simply what you've achieved. To give an example, like, I'm not going to say her name, but one of my clients, she compares herself to other people all the time, but she forgets how far she's come. And I'm talking about someone who has went from a 40 kilo deadlift to 140 kilo deadlift. That's insane. Insane. At the same time, just managed to drop between 15 and 20 kilo. So comparison is a thief of joy. And especially heading into the new year, it's perfect time to actually, you know, it's next week is the time of recording now. Next week is a new year. And whether you like it or not, whether you think it's cliche or not, you're going to have a resolution. You're going to have a resolution, whether you like it or not. The only reason why you don't want to have one is because other people are saying, oh, it's that time of year again where people have a new resolutions. Fuck them. What about you? Worry about what you want to do in the next year. There's actually been studies to show that, well, even though it's a low statistic, but 9% of people who make resolutions keep them resolutions to the end of the year. But here's to say you are more likely to stick to it if you make it a resolution. If you, you know, think of it, it starts with a thought, right? Why can't you write that thought down on paper? Why can't you put on a post-it note somewhere? Like around my desk right now, there's, you know, there's a calendar with which, that's another story. We're expecting a new puppy. His name's Thor. He's awesome. I've got a calendar. You know, I've got notes everywhere. Why can't you stick something on a post-it note to remind yourself of what you set out to do? You can even do it right now. If you're walking the street, if you're listening to this in your car, obviously don't stop your fucking car or don't write stuff down when you're driving. It's illegal. But if you're next to a pen and piece of paper or next to your phone, just get your notes out somewhere where you can see it and just write down what you are intending to do in the next few weeks. Because who knows, this might be the time when you actually want to do it. And don't make it about something that is an arbitrary number or an arbitrary thing to have. For example, I'll give some examples, like followers on Instagram, money, six pack abs, how many fucking abs you can see, whatever. I don't get why that's a goal for some people, because it's miserable as fuck. But it sort of means something to you, and it can't be just to, well, just to show off, really, or show other people, you know, or of a higher version of you. You can't make it about extrinsic motivation. It's got to be intrinsic. It's got to be something that matters to you. You're doing it for a reason. So let that be your resolution. Let that be your goal. And let's be honest, resolutions are just another version of goals, right? They're just a saucy version of goals with an extra few syllables. So if you want my opinion, if it's solicited opinion, then your goal should be very similar to what you're being set out to do, but maybe a different mindset towards it. You know, I guess everyone could change their mindset, have some more perspective, have some more gratitude. That's something that we work on every day of our lives, you know? So to wrap this up, because this is going to be a little bite-sized episode, a little, hopefully, I don't know, 10 minutes, if that. To wrap this up, set your intentions, hit that reset button on this end of the year and move into the new year. If your goal didn't work last year, instead of changing the goal, change the approach. Doing the same thing over and over again is the definition of insanity. So, like the great old Albert Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results, is the definition of insanity. So, if you still got that goal from this year and it's not been done, why don't you change your approach? Why don't you hit it from a different angle? Okay, but whatever angle that be, just stick to it. So I hope I've given you some insight, and I hope also forgiven for having like months off the podcast as well. But thank you again for listening, guys. I appreciate everyone who listens to this podcast. And I promise to give as much value as I can, you know, RP10. That's obviously why I called it RP10. And let's not forget, I've bought a new microphone. Hopefully it sounds a bit better than my last episode, but I bought a new microphone. That's my commitment. So, guys, thanks for tuning back in. And I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. And listen, have a nice new year. Let's hit this year right. Let's set our intentions. Let's head into the next year with a clear mind, clear attitude. But for some people, the same goal. I'll leave it with that, okay? All right. I'll see you in the next episode. Have fun. Bye-bye for now.